Now, your daily Laguna Beach news.
On the hour throughout the day, here are your local headlines brought to you by the Danny McKenna family and McKennaCars.com. Elevating the luxury car buying experience for over 60 years. Yesterday, volunteers surveyed more than 1,500 homeless people sleeping outdoors or in vehicles around Orange County. The street census for the 2019 point-in-time count, fulfilling the federal mandate and the boots on the ground who made it happen. Here are some of the numbers they collected. Of the 1,500 homeless people, there are 152 seniors, 105 military veterans, 52 youth, that's between the ages of 18 to 24, and 20 families with underage children. Each of the field teams were led by someone with experience in doing outreach to homeless people or had been involved in previous point-in-time exercises. They all donned teal-colored T-shirts emblazoned with the county seal and the words, "Everyone Counts." And with that, Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Laguna Beach invites the community on Social Justice Sunday, this coming Sunday, January 27th at 10:30 a.m., for a presentation by Dawn Price, Executive Director of the Friendship Shelter. Her talk is titled, "Homelessness in Laguna Beach and Orange County, New Challenges and Accomplishments." It's an update on how our local community is helping homeless people at the alternative sleeping location and Friendship Shelter. Also in the news, on February 7th, Laguna Art Museum will celebrate the reopening of its lower-level galleries after a renovation that began in 2018. The lower-level space, which was completed in 1934 as an addition to the 1929 building, will host exhibitions again starting March 3rd, with funding from the City of Laguna Beach through the Cultural Facilities Improvement Matching Grant Program, which provided funding to improve the museum's HVAC systems last year. The museum undertook a major renovation of its lower-level galleries. And those are your headlines for Thursday. Now back to Generational Alt-Rock on KX 93.5.